更当这样。
Verse 9, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
在这里圣经勉励我们，行善不可丧志。
The Bible encourages us not to grow weary while doing good.
就是鼓励我们要利用神给我们的时间恩赐，神给我们的钱财，神给我们的能力，一切来行善。
In other words, it is telling us to use all of the time, gifts, talents, and money, wealth we have from the Lord, to do good.
那我们在行善事久了之后，有的人就不再行了。
Some people give up doing good after a while.
这个就是丧志。
This is because they have grown weary.
那为什么行善会丧志？
Why do some people grow weary?
如果我们看下一句，若不灰心，到时候就要有收成。
Yes, the verse says, in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
那这个前面上面是有关系的。
And that tells us, that gives us a hint as to why people grow weary.
很多人丧志是因为好像没有什么结果。
Many people lose heart because they do not see an immediate result.
我花都这么多时间、这么多钱、这么多力量在行善、在帮助别人，好像也没有什么不一样。
When they pour out their money, their time and energy into helping others, it seems to make no difference.
首先，我们可以看第七节。
Let's also read verse 7.
说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种什么收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
这里说神是轻慢不得的。
God is not mocked.
表示说这个宇宙当中有一个神。
There is a God in this universe.
而且神在我们人生当中有一个定律。
And God provides, or God is, institutes a law in this universe.
就是人种什么，人也收什么。
And that law is whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
人种什么就是我们做什么到最后一定会有一个结果会跑出来。
In other words, there will always be a consequence to our actions.
那第八节开始就提到两种生活形态。
Verse 8 speaks of two kinds of lifestyles.
一种生活形态是顺着情欲来撒种。
The first lifestyle is one that sows to a person's flesh.
那这个很明显就是所罗门的生活方式。
And this is this reflects the lifestyle of Solomon.
他尽量要让自己的欲望得到满足。
Solomon did everything to satisfy his desires.
他所做所想的一切都是以他自己为中心。
Everything he did and thought about was centered upon himself.
这样的生活形态当然就很难行善。
And with such a lifestyle, it would be very difficult to do good.
但是他一生的结论就是虚空，但这个到最后就是败坏。
But what Solomon reaped was corruption at the end of his life, because he said everything was vanity.
当然，在活的那个时刻是很快乐。
While he was alive, while he was enjoying the pleasure, everything seemed to be great.
但是活了一阵子，要把它做一个结论下来，发现什么都抓不到，没有。
But having been gone through his whole life, his only conclusion was everything was vain.
那另外一种生活方式就是顺着圣灵来撒种。
The second kind of lifestyle is one that sows to the Spirit.
就是顺着神在感动我们这样来过我们的生活。
This is a lifestyle where we are inspired by God's guidance.
就是以神为中心遵循神的诫命这样的生活。
It is a lifestyle that is centered on God and obedient to God's will.
那行善就是顺着圣灵在撒种。
And so in other words, to do good means to sow to the Spirit.
那这一定会有收成的。
And there will definitely be a result.
但是到这里说到的时候就要有收成，所以有它一定的时候。
But there is a due season in which we will reap the harvest.
我们在美国里面看到如果我们看到整个世界里面一统计数字美国捐给这个慈善机构的钱呢，一年大概几百亿的美金。
Statistics tell us that America contribute billions of dollars to charity every year.
这个大概所有的国家里面这个是最高的。
and the U.S. is probably ranks probably the highest among all the nations.
当然, 这个有一个好处就是当然可以抵税啊。
Of course, one of the benefits of giving to charity is that the contribution is tax deductible.
但是很多的这个慈善机构，我们到最后去看，都跟宗教团体有关。
And when we look at many of the charity organizations, many they have to do with some religious organization.
比方说，你如果去访问这个比较老的医院哦，里面啊，你看到很多的图，开始都跟基督教有关。
When you visit the older hospitals, you notice that many of them were established on a Christian foundation.
啊，因为这个基督教要开始传开到一个新的地区啊。他们就开始行善，其中就是造医院、造孤儿院，然后造学校。
When the missionaries were developing Christianity, they first established institutions like schools and hospitals.
所以虽然这个宗教信仰好像一直在走下坡，但是这个传统还一直影响下来。
Even though faith in general has been declining, yet the tradition or the legacy of this good work still continue.
那我们今天在主里面，神的旨意就是要我们行善。
Today, our God's will for us in the Lord is to do good.
换句话说，如果我们的生活完全以自我为中心，这可是不合神的旨意的。
In other words, it is contrary to God's will for us to live self-centered lives.
我们现在看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第八节到第十节
Let's read verses 8 to 10
以弗所书第二章第八节到第十节
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10
你们得救本乎恩也因着信这不是出于自己乃是神所赐的第九节
9
也不是出于行为免得有人自夸第十节
10
我们原是他的工作在耶稣基督里造成的为着叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的第八节告诉我们说我们得救是本乎恩也因着信
By grace we have been saved through faith
好这个告诉我们啊，如果我们对神只有信啊，但是救恩的道路没有打开我们也没有得救的盼望
This tells us that even if we believe or have faith in God, yet God does not provide us the way of salvation, we still have no hope.
那这个恩就是借着耶稣基督来给我们的。
And this grace comes through Jesus Christ.
因为借着他我们可以称义。
It is through him that we are justified.
我们可以得救。
That we are saved.
所以这是本乎恩，不是出于自己，不是我们用功德去换来的。
Therefore, it is called grace, and it is not of ourselves. In other words, it is not by our own effort.
所以第九节说，不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 9, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
这完全是出于恩典。
So our salvation is founded on God's grace.
那第十节说，这个恩典是神的工作，是在耶稣基督里造成的。
And verse 10 tells us that from this grace, we've become God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
所以我们从神得到最大的恩典就是得到救恩。
The greatest grace we have received from God is our salvation.
肉体会过去，但是救恩永远。
Our flesh will fail, but our spirit will live forever.
这是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace.
那对神给我们这么大的恩典，我们的回应是什么？
And how should we respond to this great grace?
这里说为着叫我们行善。
Verse 10 tells us that we are created to do good.
所以我们过一个行善的生活就是对神给我们的恩典一个回报。
Therefore, if we do good works in our lives, we are repaying the great grace God has given to us.
因为我们是欠神的债。
We are indebted to God.
我们从他领受很多。
We have received so much from him.
那神吩咐我们要行善。
And he has commanded us to do good.
这个是还神的债，还在我们周围的人身上。
And this is a way of repaying the debt that we owe to God, and we do so by doing good work on other people.
这样看起来，行善不是一种选择，行善是神给我们的一个命令。
Doing good works is actually not an option; it is a commandment from God.
那我们从圣经看到，好多人行善到的时候都有收成。
When we study the characters in the Bible, everyone who did good always received a result.
好，我们看《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's read Acts chapter 19.
好，第九章。
Chapter 9, excuse me.
啊，《使徒行传》第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
好，三十六节。
Verse 36.
第九章三十六节。
Acts 9:36.
在约帕有一个女徒，名叫大比大，翻出来就是多加。他广行善事，多施周济。这里说有一个女徒名叫做多加。
There was a disciple by the name of Dorcas.
那下面就描写说她是广行善事，多施周济。
This verse tells us that she was full of good works and charitable deeds.
那这个多加的善事啊，到底给她的回报是什么？
What a good reward did Dorcas reap for the good deeds that she did?
当然，照着圣经所应许的啊，在神的国里面啊，神会纪念，会回报她。
Of course, according to God's promise, God definitely remembered her good works and would reward her in His kingdom.
但是在这一段圣经，我们可以看到啊，很实际的一个回报。
At the same time, there was another.Reward in her present life.
这里后来说这个多加死了。
It tells us that she died.
结果在第三十九节说有人领她上楼，众寡妇站着彼得旁边哭，拿着多加与他们同在时候所做的礼衣外衣给她看。
Verse 39 tells us that they brought Peter to the upper room where she was andall the widows stood by him, weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them.
那这个寡妇怎么多加离世她会哭呢？
Why did all these widows weep for her?
因为多加行很多的善事在他们身上。
It is because Dorcas had done so much good to them.
给他们很多的温暖，给他们很多的安慰、感动。
She brought them much warmth, comfort, and encouragement.
所以多加离世对他们来讲是一种损失。
So it was a great loss indeed for them to lose Dorcas.
那如果多加没有行善，那多加死的跟这个寡妇有什么关系呢？
Had Dorcas not performed any good deeds at all in her life, why would the widows cry over her?
就没有人会纪念她，没有人会哭啊。
No one would have remembered her.
那就是因为这个样子彼得就去了，去要给他们祷告。
And for this reason, Peter was invited to pray for Dorcas.
那41节，彼得伸手扶她起来。
Verse 41, Peter gave her his hand.
然后把多加活活交给他们。
And lifted her up and presented her alive.
所以多加从死里复活。
So Dorcas was raised to life.
这个也是神给她的一个回报。
This was one of the rewards she received from God.
让她在活着有更多的时间多行善事。
She was given more years to do more good.
那到第十章，使徒行传第十章，我们现在就看另外一个人行善。
And in Acts chapter 10, we read of another Bible character who did good work.
这个人还没有信耶稣。
And he did so even before he was a Christian.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在该撒利亚有一个人名叫做哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。第二节。
2.
他是虔诚人，他和他全家都敬畏神。多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。如果我们读这个圣经第二节，如果读到一半，他跟他的全家都敬畏神。
If we only read the first half of verse 2, which says, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household.
我们的感觉好像信仰只是你跟神的关系这样而已。
We may feel that a person's faith is only between him and God.
我很虔诚，我天天祷告，向神祷告。我自己的行为很好。
We may think, I'm very religious, I pray to God every day, and I behave very well.
但是跟周围的人没有关系。
But I don't have any relationship with the people around me.
但如果我们读下面一句。
But if we continue to read the second half of verse 2.
我们就会发现说一个虔诚人有一个具体的表现，就是对周围的人很有爱心。
We will realize that a person who is truly religious or godly will be very loving towards his neighbors.
那雅各书第一章也是这样讲。
And that's exactly what James tells us in James chapter 1.
什么叫真正的虔诚？
What is true religion?
看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
It is to look after the widows and the orphans in their distress.
而且这个虔诚是清洁,没有玷污,是不沾染世俗的。
And such religion is pure and undefiled and unpolluted by the world.
所以虔诚不只是我们跟神的关系,虔诚具体的表现就是对周围的人有爱心,有关心,行善。
So true godliness is not just manifest in our personal relationship with God, it is also manifest in our doing good works to others.
那第三节说, 啊, 他祷告看到异象。
Verse 3 tells us that he saw a vision in his prayer.
那神的使者, 啊, 叫他哥尼流。
An angel of the Lord called out to him, saying, Cornelius.
啊, 他就有点怕, 说什么事情。
He was frightened and said, What is it, Lord?
第四节说, 你的祷告跟你的周祭已经达到神面前蒙神纪念。
The angel said, Your prayers and your alms have come up as a memorial before God.
所以有时候我们在行善哦, 暗中在行, 好像没有人看到。
Sometimes when we do good in secret, nobody knows.
但是这里说, 哥尼流他的行善已经达到神面前, 神已经纪念。
But according to the angel's words to Cornelius, his prayers and his alms have come up to God as a memorial.
那第五节说, 现在你要打发人往约帕去请那称呼彼得的来。
In verse 5, now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter.
在11章里面还加一句说, 请他来, 他有话告诉你, 叫你全家可以得救。
And according to chapter 11, the angel actually told him to send for Peter, who was give him the word of salvation. 哦,
所以他的行善不只是达到神面前蒙神纪念, 神要拣选他, 得到救恩。
His alms have not only reached God as a memorial, he also reaped the reward of eternal life.
因此我们可以看到, 啊, 一个最有智慧的人, 应该是用神给我们所有的一切来分享与别人, 这样行善。
The wisest person is one who gives, who pours out everything God has given to him to do good to others.
因为到时候就会有收成。
Because in due season, 啊, he will reap a great reward.
有的是在今生, 有的是在来世。
And this reward could either be in the present life or in the life to come.
好, 我们现在再看哥林多后书, 看哥林多教会怎么想。
Let's now study 2 Corinthians to see what the church in Corinth did.
啊, 哥林多后书的第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第六节
Verse 6
少种的少收,多种的多收 这个话是哥林多后书第九章
Oh, I'm sorry, chapter 9
第六节
Verse 6
哥林多后书九章六节
Chapter 9, verse 6
少种的少收,多种的多收 这个话是真的 第七节
Verse 7
个人要随着本心所酌定 不要作难, 不要勉强 因为捐得乐意的是神所喜爱的。第八节
Verse 8
神能够将各样的恩惠多多加给你们 使你们凡事常常充足 能多行各样善事。第九节
Verse 9
正如经上记得他施舍钱财周济贫穷他的仁义存到永远。这里再提到哥林多教会多行善事。
The Corinthian church were abounding in their good works.
啊, 那保罗在这个地方告诉他们, 啊, 多种的多收, 少种的少收。
And Paul tells them here that those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly, and those who sow bountifully will also reap bountifully.
这个表示, 啊, 我们人善事做越多, 我们从神所得到的回报会越多。
The more good works we do, the more we will reap from God.
那接下去我们可以看到很 有几个回报
And the following verses tell us what kinds of rewards we can receive.
Okay. 第一个回报
The first
啊, 第八节,
is recorded in verse 8
或者第十节,
as well as verse 10.
那是种子给撒种的人, 是粮给人吃的, 必多多加给你们的种子, 啊, 种地的种子, 又加添你们仁义的果子, 啊, 第十一节, 叫你们凡事富足可以多多施舍。 这样看起来, 没有一个人会因为行善而变成缺乏。
Verses 10 and 11 tell us that no one will become wanting because he does good.
我们常常看到一个人, 本来很富足, 变成缺乏, 是用自己, 在自己身上用太多。
People who are wealthy and who become poor are those who squander money on themselves.
但是你差不多看不到说一个人呢行善太多到最后没有钱了，或者说神的恩典没有了。
But we rarely see anyone who becomes poor because he does so much good work towards others.
因为圣经已经应许我们如果多行善事，神就要加给我们更多，让我们更有能力去行善。
God already promised us that if we do good, He will supply us more, so that we can do even more good work.
所以当一个人有这个体验之后，行善他会很享受。
So if a person has this experience, doing good becomes an enjoyment.
因为你发现你所善事做出去以后，神给你更多，让你有更多能够去行善。
Because you realize that the more good work you do, the more God will provide for you.
所以看起来是损失，但是你得到更多。
You seem to have lost something, but you've actually gained much.
但是这需要体验。
And this can only come by experience.
如果没有这个体验，有时候我们只是听讲到要行善，总是有一点那我又牺牲了，我又损失了。
If you don't ever personally experience this truth, you will find it very difficult, even if the sermons teach you to do good.
所以体验很重要。
Therefore, you need to have a personal experience.
那除了神给我们更多之外，
besides receiving more, even more from God,
我们再看下面。
Let's continue reading.
十一节。
In verse 11,
叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们感施感谢归于神。就因为我们所行的善事，很多人受感动他就很感谢神。
When we do good unto others, people will be touched and they will give thanks to God.
为什么？因为从我们所得的别人的身上所得的爱心让我们很受感动，这是因为神，所以他们做出来的。
And people realize that it is through the love of God that these good deeds are performed.
所以神的名也得到荣耀。
And as a result, God's name is also glorified.
如果教会大家有需要，但是大家互不关心，那神的名怎么去荣耀呢？
If we as members of God's church do not care about each other's needs, how can God's name be praised?
而且这种缺乏互相的补足这个不是神要叫我们受累。
And when we provide for each other's needs, we will not become short.
请看第八章的十三节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 13.
我们原不是要别人轻省，你们受累。十四节。
Verse 14.
乃要均平，就是你们现在的富足可以补他们的不足，使他们的富足也可以补足你们的不足，这就是均平。因此我们就可以看到，因为行善，所以爱心有一个流动。
By doing good work, our love will flow from one person to another.
有的这一方面我们比较缺乏，别人帮助我们。
We may be lacking in some aspects, and others can help us.
有的别人哪一方面，另外一方面比较缺乏，我们去帮助别人。
When other people are lacking in a different aspect, we can help them in those areas.
那这样爱心有一个流动。
And then we have a dynamic flow of love.
那我们就觉得教会很温暖。
And that brings warmth to the church.
就感觉到神就在我们当中。
We can feel God's presence in the church.
因为大家能够用所有的去帮助别人没有的。
This is because everyone gives what he has to provide for what other people don't have.
这个不只是限定在金钱上。
And this is not just a monetary giving.
也包括在圣工上，也包括在属灵上。
It could also involve other areas of church work as well as providing for spiritual needs.
所以我们的不足别人补足我们，那我们去补足另外一个人的不足。
Other people will help us with our inadequacies, and we can in turn help others with their inadequacies.
是感谢归于神，是神得到荣耀。
And consequently, God is glorified, and thanksgivings are offered to God.
好，我们再看第九章。
Let's read chapter 9,
14节。
Verse 14.
他们也因神是极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切想念你们为你们祈祷。这节告诉我们他们得到你们的爱就在心里面切切想念你们。
It tells us that those who received the Corinthian members' love longed for them.
这样这个距离就拉近了，就变成好像一个身体一个家庭了。
And because of that, their bond became stronger as members of the same family.
最近 Hillsboro 在盖会堂。
Recently, the Hillsboro Church was constructing their chapel.
他们本来一直在计划这么多钱缺少怎么去银行借呢？
Originally, they were all discussing where they could get that kind of that amount of loan from the bank because it was very high.
第一个, 很多银行不借教会。
Many banks would not loan to church.
第二个, 利息很高。
And the second problem was that the interest was very high.
但是感谢神啊, 很多的弟兄姊妹教会知道这个情况。
But thanks to our God, many brothers and sisters found out about their need.
有的就奉献, 那有的就无息贷款。
Some offered to them, and some loaned to the church without interest.
所以现在他们写了一封email出来, 他们现在啊, 从奉献跟 别人 信徒要借的, 已经远远超过了他们的需要。
And just recently, they sent out an email to the churches saying that from all the contributions and the interest-free loans they have received, the income had exceeded their needs.
所以对一个小小的教会, 五六十个人的教会, 他就感觉到美国其他教会的爱。
So in this small church consisting of 50 to 60 members, they were able to feel the great love of all the churches in the U.S.
他们虽然教会很小, 但是需要会堂。
Even though they have a small congregation, they really need a chapel.
但是买不到,
but they weren't able to find one to buy.
From, 要自己盖,
to buy, and they had to build one.
前后大概花了200万,
and the total cost was about $2 million.
但是大家爱心这样帮忙, 现在第一个阶段就没有困难了。
But thanks to the loving care of other brothers and sisters, they are able to meet their goals for the first phase.
我相信将来他们这个财务解决之后, 如果哪一个教会有需要, 他们一定会尽量的帮忙, 因为他们现在体会到别人的爱。
And I believe that once they finish constructing their chapels, they will also help others, other churches who are in need.
所以啊, 这样爱心有一个流动, 我们就会发现说我们教会其实在主里面就是一个家庭, 一个教会, 一个身体。
And with this constant exchange of love, we can feel the warmth of God in the church and feel that this is indeed one family. This is one of the benefits of love.
使人能够合一,
it unites.
使神的名, 能够得到荣耀,
it unites us and it brings glory to God.
使我们的体验增加,
it increases our personal experience so that we will want to do even more good work.
我们再回到第六章,
let's return to Galatians chapter 6.
我现在具体的来看一节圣经节，来看这对我们什么意思。第六章第二节。
Chapter 6, verse 2.
你们个人的重担要互相担当, 如此就完全了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens so that, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
有时候我们常常想说, 我要行善啊, 但是我怎么去做呢?
Sometimes we wonder, what exactly can we do? To do good work.
行善不一定是完全指着钱。
Doing good work is not necessarily giving money.
是我们活在湾区这个地方哦, 真的消费很高。
The cost of living in the Bay Area is indeed very high.
我最近这样听一听哦, 在湾区买一栋房子, 在德州可以买3栋到4栋。
A house in the Bay Area is worth 3 or 4 houses in Texas.
所以我们在这里确实费用也相当高。
So the cost of living is really high here.
因此啊, 大家都很忙。
Everyone is very busy.
好像付了这个 贷款之外, 在生活扣掉, 要行善的也不是很多。
After paying your mortgage and your living expenses, you don't really have much left to do good financially.
所以我们常常就想, 那我要行善怎么办? 因为我在财务上我不是有这个能力。
So those of us who don't have the financial means to help others may wonder, what exactly can we do?
第二节说, 你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Verse 2 teaches us, bear one another's burdens.
如此就完全基督的律法。
And so fulfill the law of Christ.
基督的律法就是要彼此相爱。
And the law of Christ is for us to love one another.
那个人重担互相担当, 这就是行善。
And to love one another means to bear one another's burdens.
那这个重担要怎么去担当?
How exactly can we bear one another's burdens?
我们看第一节怎么说?
Let's read verse 1.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵人就应该用温柔的心把他挽回过来。好，这个就是行善。
If a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. This is doing good work.
如果我们看到一个已经受洗的人，信仰越来越软弱，或者已经开始快要犯罪了。
If you see a church member becoming very weak in his faith, even on the verge of sinning against God,
那我们花时间帮他祷告。
And we should pray for such members.
然后去跟他接触，跟他鼓励，然后把他带回来。
We should draw close to them, encourage them, and bring them back in the faith.
这个就是行善。
And doing so would be considered good work.
这个跟金钱没有关系，大家可以做的。
And this is not a financial help, but it is something that we can all do.
但是当一个人软弱的时候，
However, when a person is extremely weak,
这会变成一个担子。
It may become a burden for us to carry them.
是在灵里面是一个担子。
It becomes a spiritual burden to carry them.
因此我们如果愿意承担别人的软弱，
But if we're willing to take up their weakness,
这个就是一种爱心。
It is a work of love.
这个善事是很有价值的。
This kind of good deed is very valuable.
因为挽救一个人灵魂不死，并使他回头。
Because it means saving a soul from death and restoring him.
主耶稣跟他的母亲去参加婚宴。
Our Lord Jesus Christ attended a wedding banquet with his mother.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's read John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
约翰福音第二章的第二节。
John chapter 2, verse 2.
好。耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴席。第三节。
3.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。所以说耶稣跟母亲门徒都去请赴宴席。
Jesus and his disciples as well as Jesus' mother went to attend this banquet.
那第三节说酒用尽了。
And verse 3 tells us that they ran out of wine.
在婚礼当中酒喝完了，马上大家都知道。
When the wine ran out, all the guests must have known.
那是一个非常扫兴的一种经验。
It was really an anti-climax.
但那个时候大家都发现这个问题。
And everyone knew about this problem.
那怎么去帮忙呢？
But what could they do?
怎么去承担他的担子呢？
How could they shoulder up or share the host's burden?
下面说，耶稣的母亲对耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
Jesus' mother said to him, they have no wine.
从主耶稣的母亲怀胎那一天开始，他就知道这个孩子是从圣灵怀胎的。
From the day that Jesus was conceived in his mother's womb, Mary knew that this was of the Holy Spirit.
所以她知道她所生的就是救主。
And she knew that the child that was to be born was the Savior.
因此主耶稣的母亲她本身没有办法解决这个问题。
Jesus' mother could not do anything to help the host.
但是当她知道这个问题对主人的影响会很大的时候，她就把它带来交给主耶稣。
But she realized the desperate need of the host, so she presented this problem to Jesus.
结果后来主耶稣就叫人把水倒在石缸里面。
And Jesus later told the servants to pour water into the jars.
然后把水拿出来分给大家，结果就变成酒了。
He told them to take out the water to serve the guests, and the water became wine.
所以今天有时候我们常常发现别人需要帮忙有问题，但是我们好像也没有办法做什么。
Sometimes we seem to be unable to help other people with their needs.
但是有一件事情大家可以做。
But there is one thing that we all can do.
就是我们把这些问题带来交托给主耶稣。
We can come before Jesus and present their needs and their problems to him.
也就是为这些人来代祷。
In other words, we can pray for them.
那主耶稣自然就会做工。
And when we do, our Lord Jesus Christ himself will do wonders.
那这就是行善。
And this is doing good work.
所以在天国的路上，每一个人都可以行善。
On this heavenly journey, therefore, all of us can do some good deed.
因为我们每一个人都可以为别人的需要来代祷。
Because all of us have the ability to pray for those who are in need.
真的，我们在教会里面如果用属灵的眼光来看，
If we look at the church as a whole from a spiritual perspective,
很多人需要代祷。
Many people need our prayers.
很多人在灵里面啊，需要人去扶持。
Many people need to be sustained in their spirit.
所以在属灵上要行的善事机会很多。
Therefore, there are many opportunities for us to do good works by providing for spiritual needs.
现在愿意，问题是谁愿意来帮忙
？Now the question is, who is willing to help?
当然，我们知道我们人不能做什么。
Of course, we as human beings can't do much.
但是神可以做事情。
But God is Almighty.
通过我们的代祷啊，神可以施恩。
Through our intercession, God can strengthen and give grace.
我们来看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's please read Psalm 106.
诗篇的一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.
二十三节
，verse 23。
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，原文做破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝了他们。以色列百姓呢，在旷野拜偶像。
The Israelites worshipped the idol in the desert。
差不多所有的罪里面的拜偶像是最严重的。
Of all the sins, perhaps idolatry is the greatest.
因为这个直接否定神的权威，神的荣耀。
Because it is a direct denial of God's sovereignty and glory.
所以神很生气啊。
God was outraged.
那对摩西来讲，这个就是担子啊。
And it became Moses' burden.
所以他把这个担子抬到这个山上，在神面前向神祈祷。
Moses carried this burden up the mountain and prayed before God.
结果四十昼夜祷告，神就听他祷告，就赦免以色列百姓。
So 40 days and nights of prayer, God listened to Moses' prayer and he forgave them.
这个就是摩西行的善。
This was a good deed that Moses did.
那在以西结书里面呢，我们看以西结书是二十二章。
Please also read Ezekiel 22.
三十节。
Verse 30.
以西结书二十二章三十节。
Ezekiel 22 verse 30.
我在他们中间寻找一个人重修墙垣，在我的面前为这个国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这个国，却找不到一个人。以西结那个时代呀、真的以色列百姓已经离开神很远。
During the time of Ezekiel, the people of God had strayed from him so far.
信仰有一个破口。
And a breach, there was a gap between among the people.
那神就在找有没有一个人愿意站在这个破口。
And God was looking for someone to stand in the gap of faith.
当然，这是一个很大的担子。
And it was a great burden for anyone to try to do that.
但是找不到一个。
And God could not find anyone.
结果二三十一节就说：“我将恼恨倒在他们身上。”
Verse 31. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them.
然后用烈怒的火灭了他们。
I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath.
所以我们如果有更多人行善，常常为着教会祷告圣公会兴旺。
If more people can do good deeds by praying for the church will revive.
我们如果看到哪一个人信仰有破口，我们愿意站在这个破口为他祷告，他的灵性会复兴。
And if we see anyone with a gap in his faith, and if we're willing to pray for this person, his faith will be revived.
所以祷告是我们行善一个很有力量的方法。
Therefore, prayer is a very powerful way to do good.
因此，我们礼拜六早上聚会之前如果大家能够早一点到教会来祷告，这是很好的。
On Saturday morning, if we can come early to church to pray first, that would be wonderful.
有的教会你去领会的时候，你发现好像大家都很疲倦。
In some churches, when you go and lead a sermon, you feel that everyone seems very tired.
但是吃饭讲话又很大声。
But they all become very lively during lunch.
聚会大家都很疲倦。
And then during the afternoon service, everybody becomes very tired again.
但是有的教会你如果去领会，你发现在灵里面大家都好像很有精神。
But in some other churches, when you lead service among them, you feel that everyone is very energetic.
那你比较这两个教会，一定有一个差别。
And you'll notice that there is at least one difference.
那个比较多人祷告比较注重的教会，都是在灵里面很清醒的。
Those churches that are very prayerful are always very alert spiritually.
大家都很像好像很想睡觉，祷告一般都很短。
And in churches that feel very lethargic, it is often because the prayers are very short.
哦, 所以我们要关心教会, 关心弟兄姊妹, 有一个很好的方法, 早一点到教会来祷告。
So if you would truly want to care for the church and for other brothers and sisters, one way to do that is to come to church early and pray.
那如果我们没有办法早一点来, 我们中午有一段比较长的时间, 我们为着这个教会或者需要的信徒代祷。
Even if we're unable to come early before service, during lunchtime, we can spend time to pray.
我们现在湾区有四个有癌症。
In the Bay Area right now, we have four members who have cancer.
其中有一个医生说剩一个月。
One of them had been told by the doctor that she has only 1 month left.
现在已经过了25天了。
And 25 days has passed since.
这是我们的弟兄姐妹, 我们的同龄。
These are our members, our brothers and sisters.
我们怎么帮忙他呢?
How can we help them?
就是记着祷告。
We have to do that through prayer.
还有其他三个人。
And there are also three other people.
有的医生已经说这个没有药医啊。
Some have been told that they have no more treatment.
那是多么需要信心啊。
And such kind of sickness requires so much faith.
所以我们需要为他祷告。
So we need to pray for them.
这个就是我们的行善。
This is doing good deed.
我看看他们在经济上都不需要我们帮忙。
I can see that in these people, among these people, they don't need financial help.
但是灵性上他需要我们的代祷。
But they do need our prayer in the spiritual.
我们在10月份联合布道会快到了。
And our convocation at the end of September is coming very soon.
我们有一个多月的时间。
And we have about a month.
怎么让联合会更多人属灵能够复兴呢?
Before the convocation, how can we revive the whole church through the convocation?
这是一个担子。
That is a burden.
也是一种善事。
But it is a good deed.
我们怎么做? 就是借着祷告。
What can we do? We should pray.
我们怎么去爱别人呢?
How can we love others?
带他来信主。
We bring them to the Lord.
这是最有价值的爱。
We bring them to believe in the Lord. That is the greatest love.
怎么做呢?
What can we do?
也是要借着祷告。
We also need to pray.
所以每一个人都可以承担别人的担子。
So everyone is able to take up other people's burden.
因为每一个人都可以向神祷告。
Because everyone of us can pray to God.
神在等待, 神愿意垂听我们祷告。
God is waiting. He is willing to listen to our prayer.
所以在属灵世上, 我们没有一个人可以说我没有办法行善。
So spiritually speaking, none of us can say we are not able to do good deeds. Because all of us indeed can pray for others.
啊,